Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
When do you keep your child home from school? Sometimes they have a test. They wake up and say, oh, my tummy hurts. You wonder to yourself, is it just because of school or is it really something going on? Do they have they not made a poop that day? Do they just, you know, there are a million reasons why kids get tummy aches, why kids have the sniffles or cough. And when do you know to keep them home from school? My guest is Dr. Anita Chandra. She is a pediatrician with Northwestern Memorial Physicians Group in Chicago. So, Dr. Chandra, welcome to the show. When do we know to keep our children home? When is it okay to send them to school, whether it's lice or a cold or a small fever or no fever? How do we know?
Thanks for having me today. I think this is a great question because as a pediatrician, this is a question parents often ask us, and then schools and daycares often ask us to clear the child to come back to school. I think you as a parent have to know your child and whether your child is sick and unable to concentrate and unable to really participate in class. You have to use your common sense in terms of whether or not you would feel comfortable exposing your child to another child who is as sick appearing or acting as your child is. You have to think about the possibility of infecting classmates. You have to think about the possibility of if your child is having anything else that's disturbing them that, let's say, making them feel like they have a tummy ache every morning, but just when they're going off to school, but the rest of the day they're totally fine. You have to think beyond just a physical illness. Is there anything else happening in school? So there's many different reasons why you may consider keeping your child home from school. I think the really basic ones that almost all schools would tell you would be if your child has a fever, they really shouldn't be in the school classroom. If your child is not well enough to participate in the classroom or becomes a significant distraction for the teacher in terms of the teacher having to take care of the child and distract them from taking care of other children there, or if you think they can be contagious to other children, the schools would say those would be reasons to keep your child home from school.
You mentioned a fever. So if they had a fever the night before when they went to bed, they woke up in the morning, the fever's gone, yes or no?
I would say no. You really should be fever-free for 24 hours before going back to school.
Okay, throwing up. You don't know if it's because of a stomach flu, which is highly contagious, or some kind of a food poisoning. They threw up the night before. The next morning, they feel fine. Their stomach seems to be good. Yes or no?
If they're able to eat breakfast and hold it down and no fever and no diarrhea symptoms, I would say it would be okay to go to school. But in that situation, your child should have a contact phone number to reach you. And then you can also see if your school has a school nurse or some type of a medical aid office in the school where if your child is not feeling well through the course of the day, they can go visit the school nurse.
Sneezing.
To reassess how they're doing.
Okay, so sneezing. You know, a stuffy nose. And yes, this can be something contagious, but sometimes kids can have those for a month
for
at
weeks.
A time, weeks.
Right. I think that if they're sneezing and they have a stuffy nose, but they know how to wash their hands well and they are without a fever, I think that it is okay to send them to school in that situation. As long as they can participate. If they're constantly sneezing and snorting and feeling terrible and they really can't sit still in a classroom, then no, I don't think that they should go. But if they're just, you know, sort of that lingering sneeze and cough and runny nose from a cold, but they have fevers and they're able to sit still and they're drinking and staying hydrated, then I think it's okay to go to school.
Maybe the child had a pretty bad cold, something, and they've got that cough now that lingers for weeks afterwards.
Well, so if you're concerned at all about pertussis, you should definitely seek the care of your physician. Pertussis is one of those illnesses that can present like that. And so, and that is something that has been going around all over the United States. You definitely want to make sure that your child has been immunized against it. But in the setting where you think they might have it, you definitely want to seek the care of your physician. And there are specific recommendations for a known pertussis patient for how long they need to be on antibiotics before they return to school. So if you think that your child is ill beyond a common cold, like a significant cough or difficulty breathing, they really should be seeking the care of their individual physician.
And how long typically, Dr. Chandra, should a child be on antibiotics for any number? You know, if they're on something for a bacteria, let's just keep that clear. You don't go to your pediatrician, ask for antibiotics for viruses.
Right.
But they have bronchitis. They have something that required an antibiotic. How long typically should they be on that antibiotic before they're cleared to go back to school?
Let's say it's a bacterial ear infection, then usually 24 hours is sufficient on antibiotics. Strep throat, 24 hours on antibiotics before you go back to school. Though a lot of parents come in to see the physician because of something called conjunctivitis, which is an eye infection, most commonly caused by a virus, actually, but in the situation where it is bacterial, if they've been on antibiotic eye drops for 24 hours, they should be able to go back to school.
Okay, that was going to be my next one, was going to be pink eye, conjunctivitis, something
right.
along those lines. So you covered that. They should be on antibiotics at least 24 hours.
Correct.
To make sure, because those are highly contagious. Wash your hands.
Correct.
Don't touch other kids. Now, what about lice?
So lice actually is pretty commonplace, and it doesn't imply anything negative about hygiene or socioeconomic status or anything. And because it is so commonplace, it's really not recommended for children to be kept home from school because of lice. Oftentimes the schools will have a policy if they see active true lice that they would want the child to go home and have the specific treatments done, whether they're non-prescription or prescription, and then they can return to school the following day. NITs, which are the eggs of lice, can last for a much longer time, and as long as you're doing the appropriate care at home, it is okay to return to school with head lice.
Okay, and so when you're looking at all of these different things, and I'm glad that you brought up strep throat, because, you know, you hate to get that letter, you know, strep's been in your kid's classroom.
Right.
So you start watching your kids for stomach aches, sore throat, signs of those kinds of things. When you get something like strep throat, do you advise racing off to the doctor for that check, or is that a watch and wait thing?
If you get the letter from the school
yep.
that somebody in the classroom has strep throat, it's a wait and watch thing. You don't run off to the school or to the doctor for that. You really look for symptoms in your own child. Just because your child has been in a classroom setting with somebody else who has strep throat doesn't necessarily imply that your child will be getting strep throat. So a lot of this is watch and wait. And the reason for the letter is important, to inform you that somebody has something. It doesn't mean your child is going to get it, though.
Okay.
The same thing, it used to be chickenpox. You know, you'd get a letter that somebody had chickenpox in your classroom. That is far less common today. But when that happens, realize that most likely, if you followed the correct CDC recommendations, your child's been immunized. And you have to watch and wait and see what symptoms your child may develop, if they're going to develop any. There's not a lot of other prophylactic things you can do.
When you keep your child home, what is the general consensus among pediatricians about, if your child is sick or something, about letting them sit there and play video games all day on the couch or watching TV all day? Do you want them trying to do something educational while they lay around there all day?
I think you have to see how your child is doing. Obviously, your child is staying home to get better, to recuperate. So they should be spending more attention to sleep and rest and not so aggressive physical activity. If they are old enough to be watching something on TV and that relaxes them and keeps them calm and quiet and restful, that is okay. Should they play hours of video games just because they're at home? No, that doesn't make sense to me. But they could read a book. They could just take a nap. They could just sort of be nursed back to good health with some, you know, good fluids and good diet and just general relaxation. So you don't want to use it as an excuse to just sit at home and be gaming, but you do want to rest your body so that you are ready to go back to school as soon as you're able to.
Great advice. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Our expert guests, like Dr. Anita Chandra, are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole, and you know it's all about the health of our children. The name of the show, Healthy Children. So keep listening. It's a great show, and stay well.